In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated, everyone. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see everyone today. Today is a special day. Yesterday was quite a special day as well, as yesterday, the Bishop of New York ordained to the priesthood our own Sister Marie Promise Atelin. Congratulations. And just like that, you went from sister to mother. Just like that. But she's told us today that she wants to be called, that in the order, she will still be sister. That will take precedence. So, sister, we will honor that. And again, congratulations on a lovely day and a powerful service. And I wish to also say, on behalf of Trinity Church, Wall Street, where you have served many years, I wish to say, madam, thank you. Thank you for all you have done for us. Thank you for your work with the children, with the youth, with pastoral care, with pilgrimage. Thank you for all you have done. You have truly been a good and faithful servant to Trinity Church. And I thank you on behalf of our entire community. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now I want to give you some advice. Sister Promise, this is just pretend no one else is here. It's just you and me. Okay? I'm giving you some advice, three pieces of advice. I could give you many more, but these are kind of fundamental, and they all come from today's lessons. I picked one line from each of the three lessons that says perfectly exactly what I want to say to you today. Here's the first line. It's from Numbers. I'm going to read the three of them, and then I'll come back to them and tell you how they may give you some guidance and advice. The first one is this. It's a simple one. It's short. Numbers 21, verse 7. It's simply this. So Moses prayed for the people. So Moses prayed for the people. Now let's skip to Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. We'll come back to that one as well. And then finally, from that most famous of gospel passages, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Sister Promise, in these three short passages are some teaching and some lessons that I wish for you to have as you begin your priesthood today. So let's start with Numbers. Numbers 21 recounts one of the most puzzling and utterly unbelievable occurrences of the people of God. It says here, incredibly, that the people of God complained. Come on, you got to give me a little something on that. Come on. A little something on that. It says the people of God complained against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to just die in the wilderness? There's no food, there's no water, and the food we do have, although we just said we had no food, the food we do have, we don't like. And so God gets mad and sends poisonous serpents to bite the people of Israel. And so I love this. It says, they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people then go to Moses in verse 7 and they say, okay, we've sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take the serpents from us. Now, if I were Moses, I'll tell you what I would have said. Yeah, remember what you were just saying. And now you want, now you come, because you're getting bitten by the snakes, you want me now to get rid of, to go to the Lord and get the snakes away. That's what I would have said, because I am churlish, peevish, and a small-minded kind of guy. But what did Moses do? I love that line. It says, so Moses prayed for the people. Moses prayed for the people. The people complained against him. The people railed against him. The people gave him a hard time. But when the people were in trouble, they came to Moses, and Moses didn't hold it against them. He prayed for them. Message one, love your people. Love your people, no matter what. Praying for them is loving them, okay? Pray for your people, and by praying for them, love your people. Several years ago, I was in a group of clergy, and we had a young woman in the group who was new to a parish, and every month, we met monthly for about 6 months, and every month she would unload on her about her congregation. She'd say how, oh, they don't do this, they won't do that, they. Finally, in year six, I took her aside privately and said, if you can't go from they and them to us and we, you're doing them no good, and you probably need to get up out of there. If you can't get to the point where you can love your people, you're doing them no good. So, Sister Promise, let me tell you what to do when you go to a parish. Love your people. And, most importantly, tell your people you love them. There was an old pastor friend of mine that told me that. Biggest piece of advice any priest has ever given me. He said, tell your people you love them. Tell your people you love them. Tell your people you love them. That's piece of advice one. Piece of advice two. Paul says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. Piece of advice number two is this. Sister, never forget that your own salvation is the gift of God. Nothing you did, nothing you created, nothing you brought forth, your salvation, your priesthood is the gift of God. My mentor, Bishop Claude Payne, former Bishop of Texas, calls it your spiritual treasure. And he says that each man and woman, each of us, has a spiritual treasure. And what he means by that is that each of us have experiences of God that are like treasures. They're spiritual treasures. Each of us has within us stories to tell about our relationship with God. And one of the number one roles of a priest, sister, is to help people tell their spiritual story, to uncover their spiritual treasure. And the best way to do that is to never forget yours. I know, because I've heard yours. You've told me your spiritual treasure story. And it's beautiful. And it's good. Never forget your spiritual treasure. And then help God's people tell theirs. Third, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. The third and perhaps most important thing I wish to tell you, sister, as you begin your priesthood, is the most important. It's not about you. Yesterday was, kinda. Today is, kinda. But really, it's not about you. Who's it about? God. That's right. It's about God. For God so loved the world, not so Phil so loved the world. No, notice there's no translation that says that. It's God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. It's not about us. It's about God and what God is doing. It's not about us. Or another way I put it sometimes, there are larger things going on. There are larger things going on than we can imagine. And God is doing them. In conclusion, sister, let me tell you this. You will lead a beautiful life. It's a sad life sometimes. It's a fun life sometimes. It's a holy life sometimes. It's a disappointing life sometimes. It's a beautiful life sometimes. But it never fails to surprise. It never fails to warm hearts. It never fails. Be you. Be who you are. Be the beauty that is you, sister. Because the beauty that is you is the beauty that is in God. Amen.